All right, we will continue our post-race media availabilities with our race winner, Noah Gregson. Noah, congratulations. If you guys have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start with Mike.
Mike Embry, NBC. Noah, at what point on the last lap did you realize, hey, I can actually win this thing?
I'm off of turn four when I saw the checker flag. And, yeah, it's crazy. I wanted to give myself two or three car length buffer because I could see Kyle. He was not going to back down for the win, and I knew Sheldon was in a must-win scenario. So I figured they were going to both get into each other. They almost got into each other off of two, I think a lap or two prior. And so I gave myself about two or three car lengths in case they got into the wall and slowed down just so I could not run into the back of them. I saw that with, I think, Ross Chastain and someone else 2 years ago or last year in three and four. And so I wanted to give myself enough of a buffer to be able to turn down the racetrack if something did happen. And then they killed their momentum off of turn two, and I made it three wide on the bottom down the back straightaway, and I was committed to doing a slide job on the two and parking it right in front of them. And then I looked in my mirror and I saw a shower of sparks, and then the next thing you know, he's zipping right by me on my right side through three and four, and I'm like, holy shit, how is he, must be holding it wide open on the fence now. That's kind of what went through my brain. And then, so I'm like, I'm throttling it up then. So I throttle up, I bounce off the wall and come back down. Well, he had wall glue, he was stuck on the wall, and we turned down and was able to have the momentum out the corner. But that was wild. It ended up working out for us. We led a lot of laps, and we were a really good car the first half of the race, just kind of lost track position and lost a handle on the race car after the rain. But that's why you never quit right there, because anything can happen.
What was your spotter yelling at you that last lap, do this, do that, or was it pretty much you?
No, it was super quiet for me. I'm sure he was yelling, but I was so focused on the win. I wish I could, if it was recorded or something, go listen to it, because I bet it was pretty crazy. But yeah, I think I recall him saying, get your momentum off of two, get your momentum off of two. And then from there, I kind of like shut down, and I'm like, I'm winning this race somehow or another, so I'm going to drive this thing as far as I can off into turn three. And then, it just kind of worked out after that. And then he said checker flag, and we won. I'm sure he said a lot more, but.
Don Hopkins at frontstretch.com. It looked like Larson just kind of, like, going into turn one in that last lap, he kind of just not dive-bombed it, but just kind of went in a little bit too hard and just got loose and hit the wall. And then, of course, Creed, like you just said, went full wide open in the corner. Can you see yourself making those kinds of – I mean, can you see yourself making those kinds of aggressive moves and then just getting out of the car afterwards and then shaking each other's hands?
But I'd probably wreck. I don't know if I'd be able to limp it back. It's a tricky corner. Dale, he did a ride-around car here in 2019, and we stood up on the track. The sun was going down, and we stood. It was a day or two before he ran that blue number 8 car, and he was talking about how his dad always liked, he never liked to go below the apron and drag the left front tire. And every time I go through turn one, that crosses my mind, and I go below the apron, unfortunately, and drag that left front tire. But I feel like that gives me a little security, putting wedge into the car, crossing that transition, and tightens me up a little bit, where if I enter above that line on the racetrack, I'm a little looser. I can't charge it as hard. So it's always a really slick corner, and I think a corner that everyone fights. And I don't know what I would do if I was in that position. I would hope I'd be able to do it how those guys did it. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for them, but they made it one hell of a race, and they made it back to the line. So you got to give your hats off to them, and it was spectacular there at the end.
And then they got out of their cars afterwards, and mm-hmm. they shook each other's hands. They were actually laughing and smiling at each other. could you see yourself like just kind of negating the frustration, just being happy that you just had a really fun race?
Yeah, I mean, when you, circumstances aside, I mean, when you battle it out, I mean, that's the best rental go-kart GoPro Metroplex race you'll ever see right there. Like, that's what every one of those rental go-kart races looks like, is that. And we're doing it in the Xfinity series. I mean, that was cool nonetheless. So yeah, I think I could, if I was in that position.
I think we have a question up in the press box as well. Lee?
Thank you. Congratulations, Noah. Just kind of curious, after seeing you get your top five last week at Daytona in the Cup race, you know, and how good it made you feel, how much confidence did that give you coming into this race this weekend? And then I have a follow-up.
That's loud. Not really that much more confidence. It's kind of, I kind of try and separate the Xfinity stuff from the Cup stuff. And when I get to the track for the Cup Series, it's a completely different animal. I don't really feel like driving either or car is comparable. And I go to the Xfinity races with probably 110% confidence. I probably go to the Cup races with 30% confidence. Just because it's, you go from being the big fish in the small pond to the smallest fish in the big pond when you get up to the Cup Series level. And I really had zero confidence till we ran Michigan and were able to run up and legit drive up to third and run in the top five with those guys. And unfortunately, I made a mistake and on the restart about midway through the race and threw it away. But up till that point, I didn't have any confidence until that race. And then, I mean, you kind of got to look at the grand scheme of things. We stayed out of trouble last weekend, and we were able to get a top five. But I think the most important thing is we had a shot to win. And, you know, with the circumstances of the Beard Motorsports team with one employee, and that's pretty special to even be competitive. And no matter what, we still were able to have a shot at the win. So to answer your question, I don't really take any confidence from last weekend's top five. I'm already full of confidence when I get to the track on Saturdays.
It has to be somewhat rewarding, though, when you hold off the NASCAR Cup champion, even when he's racing in the Xfinity Series. But, you know, that being said, one other question I had for you, what would it mean to you to win the Xfinity Series Most Popular Driver Award?
I think we need to start, I don't know, if you look at driver intros and the amount of support during driver intros, I think it's pretty loud for us, but I don't know how Justin keeps winning it, but I feel like we sell a lot of merchandise on the weekends, and looking at the numbers, and he's won it 2 years in a row, and every single time I'm like, there's no way, but he wins it, so I think it'd be really, really special. So I gotta try and hack into his name on the thing and clear out all the votes or something, because he's got like some bots. He's pretty nifty with the computers and stuff, and he's probably got a bunch of these bots and stuff just re-clicking. Like, don't you think so?
It's from Dale Earnhardt Band in the
1980s. How does he do it? I think it's bullshit, personally, that he's winning it, but like, there's no way if you listen to driver intros and then you look at the merchandise sales. He's very popular. He's a great guy, but I mean, I want to see the numbers.
All right, we will go to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I have two. The first, four wins this year is your most in your Xfinity season in one season. Is that a big deal?
It's huge, yeah. You see guys like Briscoe and stuff, they win nine races, and you're like, man, I want to do that one day. But, you know, to go from 2020 winning two races to last year three, this year we've had really a shot to probably win, I don't know, probably six of them so far. You might take tonight out. We ended up getting the win, but we weren't the dominant guy at the end. I think we have a shot at Martinsville earlier the year. I think we've been in really good positions. Michigan, here one caution away from winning that one, so with that being said, it's definitely rewarding for the guys. It shows that we're building and we're doing the right things to always be better. We always say on our team, we always want to learn and lay it brick by brick and build it up, and we're getting better each and every week and every year. So we want to keep winning. We got some great tracks coming up.
And is there a way to do a burnout so that the smoke doesn't get into your
helmet? I don't know. I haven't done it yet because I got to fourth gear. I guess just a small baby one. I'd try and blow the tires out and make it a lot of smoke for the fans. And you never know when your last win's going to be. So I try and enjoy it. But, yeah, doing burnout and getting to fourth gear and whatnot, there's a lot of smoke in the car. And I was breathing that in. And I just got pretty nauseous and tunnel vision and felt like I was about to pass out. But I don't know. I guess just less of a burnout, less duration of time.
I think we have another question up in the press box.
Sorry, I just had one quick follow-up. Are you taking Luke Lambert with you to Penny GMS next year?
Can you say that again? Oh, my God.
Are you taking Luke Lambert with you to Petty GMS next year?
I don't know. I have no clue. I really don't. I don't know.
Are there any further questions for Noah? All right, Noah, congratulations. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.